Jane Kirtley joins us again on WGN Radio. She's from a place called the Silla Center. She is a professor of media ethics at the University of Minnesota. She's a frequent commenter on the media and ethics. Jane, this is John again. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
What's your reaction to that series of tweets by the president?
If I thought that what President Trump was talking about was an investigation into media like RT and Sputnik and other Russian-controlled media who have been spreading fake news, I would say that that's probably something that ought to be looked into, not without some hesitation, because I don't like the idea of Congress trying to do anything to regulate the content of the media. But that's a legitimate line of inquiry, because there is regulation that can be done for foreign-owned and operated media companies. But if what he's talking about, which is what I think he's talking about, is trying to continue to undermine public confidence in the independent media, and I'm using that word advisedly, I know there are those who think that the so-called liberal media has the fix in, but the point is they are not affiliated with any other particular party or anything like that, and when they get facts wrong, they correct themselves. Then it's completely inappropriate. Whatever the First Amendment means or doesn't mean, it says very explicitly that Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of the press. So any kind of congressional inquiry would be unconstitutional, simple as that.
Yeah, and I thought about it in those terms. Congress shall make no law to abridge a free press. Well, I wonder what his definition of fake news is. I posted that on Facebook, Jane. I said that we were going to talk about this, the president's fixation with fake news. And I'm not kidding. I want a definition of fake news, and I want a definition of the president's view on fake news. I honestly don't know what it is. Presumably,
I think what it is anything that does not promote his particular narrative. It's whatever he either doesn't believe to be true or cravenly knows is not true, but is trying to convince his followers that it is true. And this is like, what is he calling for? The establishment of a ministry of truth? You know, it's like Orwell. This is just beyond belief, because the reality is that the government really has no interest in the issue of trying to determine what is true and what is false, full stop. That's not their job. It's not even the role of the courts to do that, absent something like a libel case where you're also showing harm to somebody's reputation. But truth, falsity, this is not a role for the government to play, to be the arbiter of truth. And that includes President Trump and all of his supporters.
And I guess it also then allows Breitbart or some of the, and by the way, Breitbart is not the worst of them, but some of these crazy right-wing sites, it allows them the opportunity to sort of continue to do what they do with, by and large, impunity. They get to say and do the things that they do too, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, as a supporter of the First Amendment, I am, as I said, really reluctant to go down a road that says that any government entity should have the power to try to determine you're a reliable source, you're not, you tell the truth, you don't. Because that's not the proper role for government to play, not in a free society. But having said that, yeah, you know, if you're going to have the New York Times and WGN, you're also going to have the Breitbarts of the world. That's just the reality. And what we hope can happen is that the public will become enough aware, think critically enough to try to discern who's reliable and who isn't.
You know, Jane, I've kind of come to the conclusion that I'm sure he knows that the Senate Intelligence Committee isn't going to look into the media reporting on fake news. If he does think they are, he's mistaken. But I don't think that's really his agenda here. I think he's doing something else when he says that. Jane, I think what the president is doing is he knows full well he's not going to get an investigation into the media reporting on fake news. But whether or not that happens, he's undermining the credibility. The criticism of the president is less biting because people don't believe it as much because of the things he's been saying.
I think it's true that his master plan is to undermine the media, just as he tries to undermine other institutions in this country, because he has run on the idea of tearing things up and tearing things down. It's dangerous, though, because this is one of the most important checks on the president, especially when he has a Congress and an executive branch that are basically on his side 100% of the time. We need an independent press now more than ever. He's just trying to undermine that in the public's mind.
Well, we're going to keep following this story, and it'll be just interesting to see how the Senate Intelligence Committee parses their words. I mean, if they want to say, hey, the media got this completely wrong, we can take that. But if they even go down the road of punishing the media, then I think we will have a completely different country, don't you?
I do. I don't see how they can do that. Yes, there are ways that the Federal Communications Commission can look into licensing and so forth, but as a practical matter, there's really nothing they can do. Thank goodness for the First Amendment.
Jen Kirtley, thank goodness for you. I'll talk to you another day.